This was about his convenience, him not wanting to go through a fight over the debt limit again. That's where he came up with a sequester as a backstop to the super committee.
Amazingly enough, there are Republicans dancing in the streets, happy with the thought that sequestration will happen.
He will be hoping that Republicans, whether it's the short term or the long term, are ready to talk seriously about compromise. There is no way to cut spending this dramatically over a seven-month period without drastically affecting national security and economic priorities.
Thank you, Jay Carney. That was the last voice you heard there, and that's the lame ducks who are fleeing Washington, D.C. So, Jay Carney,
it's duck hunting season.
The White House spokesperson should go duck hunting. He instead is making excuses. There's no way things cannot be affected. And midnight Friday, or close to midnight as possible, that's when it all kicks in. And the final words are that Obama is ever hopeful. Say what? Are you kidding me? Let's just re-rack this. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or you don't want to claim any party. Here's the deal. This is the game plan that Obama laid out and put into play. He's the one that kicked this off with the super committee. As you heard, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, was dead on right about that. Chuck Schumer then saying that it's all about the Republicans and what they're not doing. But the fact of the matter is that this has been on the books, so to speak, been there, ready to happen for 18 months. What was going to change? And now all of a sudden, all the details spilling out, all the people who are going to lose jobs or have their pay slashed by 20%. And then here's the thing. 85 billion cuts that amount to less than 2% of what we're talking about. Not hardly enough. That's the thing, hardly enough. So this crazy roller coaster ride has to end. Just let it go through. That's it. Boom. That's it. It is sequestration, baby. Full force. That's what's happening. And the destructiveness of this whole thing is due to what has happened from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So when you see these headlines that they're deadlocked with the cuts that are going to hit and Congress misses the deadline to avert the automatic spending cuts, and that means the sequester will be in full swing and everybody's been warned about the reality that's about to hit. Well, the reality has been there for a long time. I mean, it just shows how dysfunctional Washington is. And, you know, talk about dysfunctional and burning up money. It turns out that if you want to look for places where, a couple thousand here, a couple hundred thousand there, 200,000 in that direction, why did they have to take that flight there? Turns out that Eric Holder, for example, was using on our dime flights for personal reasons. Personal. Yeah, let's go have a party down probably by New Orleans, and then I can catch some business on the other side. I mean, come on, give me a break with this. I'll give you more details on that coming up in this Hour of America tonight. Also, some advice on retirement. The reason Mike Bonacorsi is coming on later is because there are some crazy things happening to people, for example, with, like, power of attorney. You think, I don't need power of attorney. What are you talking about? Who? I'm fine. I'm going to live forever. It's not a problem. And then some horrible thing happens to somebody, and they clean you out, or you have to wait to get money that you desperately need because the breadwinner is the one that had a stroke. I just felt compelled to talk to him about that as I was hearing a lot of people and getting notes from people about crazy situations they had gotten themselves in. But the sequester is absolutely the talk of the town because of the fact that it's here, it's reality, it's in living color, and Obama's crying about what a robbery this is, but we're talking about 2 cents. And the past 2 weeks have been very sad to watch this happen. I mean, look, the president trapped himself in this with his own proposal and everything else that's being pumped out there. I'm sorry, I'll say it again. I don't care what your political thoughts are as far as party lines and all that kind of stuff. Flat out, this is tied to the press. I mean, it is tied to him. This was his baby. He was the one who came up with this. And then, of course, it makes the rounds in Congress. And nothing is going to change. It's going to happen at midnight, and then that's it. It's going to swing into full force. All right, let's go to Rusty, who's listening to us in Memphis. Hey, Rusty, you get the first word here in this hour of America Tonight.
Well, first I have to say, misspoken lyrics. Creed's Clearwater Revival, Bad Moon Rising. When I was a kid, I thought the line was, there's a bathroom on the right.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
I love that.
I still sing that. There are the bathrooms on the right.
Yeah, that's good. Good one, Rusty.
All right, so anyway, we have this meat cleaver operation with a 20% cut for DOD employees. Now, I am a DOD employee. Mm. I make about $47,000 a year. A 20% is going to hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to hurt a lot. Here's the irony. I work for an agency that returned $7 to the federal government for every dollar that's spent on us. Mm. Yet we are just like every other DOD employees, and we get to enjoy this 20% pay cut through September anyway. That's what they're telling us now. Could go further. We don't know yet.
Wow.
Yet the White House and congressional staffers, of course, they're exempt from this cut. You know, if it was coming out of their pay, I bet you something would have happened.
You know, good point. Good point, Rusty. And I have two friends in a similar situation to you, and they're saying the same thing because they're going to get that same cut that you're getting, and they make about what you make, too. And here's the problem. If they had done their homework, probably that wouldn't have happened. See, I think that was the idea. If we put defense in there, then the Republicans are going to have to play with us, and then it didn't work. So I think that was the ruse, and it didn't work, and look what happens in the end.
Now, here's something you probably don't know. For those that are getting furloughed, you know, the furloughs can happen whenever they tell you. Right now, it's going to be for DOD employees across the board. You basically get one day off a week that you're not paid. However, if your furlough day follows on the day before or after a federal holiday, then you don't get paid for the federal holiday either.
Oh, that's wrong.
It's real wrong.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You know, they should have just told the agency whatever percent they need to cut, let them figure out how to do it, and they'll do it. You know, cuts can be made across the board without having to cut the employee pays. You know, some folks may need to be furloughed, but across the board, I don't know. I just think it's so stupid the way they're doing this.
Yeah, I agree with you. Sorry, Rusty, that you got caught up in this. You got pinched by this, and it's because of their laziness that they wouldn't do it. They didn't cooperate. Don't be a stranger. Good caller. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, and that's the bottom line. The president comes up with this idea of the super committee. The super committee doesn't come to play. And then all that time in between, it could have been used to go through things and not have it, as Rusty was saying, across the board, but have the cuts. Then you could have cherry-picked the right things and pulled them out, but that didn't happen. So that's why we're seeing that the employees, of course, are being affected by it. All right, you want to throw in your 2 cents? You can. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Everybody, love, love, love. We got none for those people in D.C. Oh, it's frustrating. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you got some great weekend plans. You know, I can can you do this? You separate yourself from what happened during the week and roll into the weekend, and you just, boom, it's out of your head, and then you're back into the rigmarole again. So for everybody who, like Rusty, is suddenly being forced to deal with this and getting slammed by 20%, which is crazy, because of the across the board. See, I think you have to have the automatic cuts because nobody in D.C. is doing anything, but it shouldn't have gone down the way it did. That's just plain stupidity. And this was all put in play by the president, who I think was trying to maneuver to get his taxes. I do. But, yeah, it didn't work. Didn't work because the Republicans are not cooperating on this one. They're not. They feel like they already gave some taxes in, and whether you want to have the push-pull over taxes, the bottom line is that this was put into play the second the strategy was drawn up. So I can see it. Think about it. You got David Axelrod in the room. You have Tiny Tim Useless Geithner, in the room, Secretary of the Treasury. You have maybe Robert Gibbs, who is in for the weekend to play golf with the president. He helped get him elected the first and second time, and he used to be the White House spokesperson. So he's in town, and they're all just huddling. What can we do? How do we do this? How do we get what we want? How do we make this part of the second term? We got to cut, you know, we're getting hammered on the whole deficit thing. How do we start to work on that, get the ball rolling, and get the Republicans to cooperate since we didn't get any of that the first time? Exactly. And the White House, which, of course, has its own brewery. By then, they've ordered up a few more. And the idea is, okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll trick them. We've got the super committee, because we know they'll never come up with anything. We'll have the Republicans and the Democrats. We'll handpick a few and then throw them together for 6 weeks. When they don't come up with anything, we're going to threaten this automatic cut of $85 billion, because then at least we're going to give something up. And the $85 billion will include defense and then arrest the rest across the board. So the military and then everything else.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah. What, are you kidding me? Instead of really going through and cutting out the fat. You could cut out, I truly believe this. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm going to say, I bet you I'm right on this. I bet you after years of doing America Tonight, all the people we've had on, insiders and just stuff that's already out there when it comes to government waste, all the times we've discussed it, I would have to say, I bet there's a good chance we could come close to $85 billion. Yep. On stupid things. I mean, things that really could go. Some of them have been pointed out in the past, like at these smaller airfields where they're getting $150,000, but really no flights are taking off or landing, very few, doing what they call hamburger runs, if you have that, meaning someone jumps in, throws $100 in the tank, and they're flying around kind of sightseeing and then poof, landing. But they're getting this allotment of money. I mean, we know the nuttiness of where some of the money's happening. And if that kind of stuff was easily cut out, which it could be, but you'd really have to have a pinpoint person. You'd have to meticulously go through the departments, and that's the problem. Because what you have in a lot of times in the government with anyone on a top-tier level, you know, the different clearance levels or the different classifications that you have in different government jobs, somebody at the top, they're absolutely skilled in CYA, and they don't want anyone touching their baby. They don't want, they're not going to show you where you could slice things out unless they absolutely have to. So instead, it's easy to go for like in a private company when you have somebody come in, a pencil pusher type, and employers know that they're stuck, and so they bring this person in. The person comes in, and they could care less. They don't know the employees. They don't care, and they're just making cuts. They're just going through, redlining people out. And now, essentially, that's what's happening here, but didn't have to happen here.
Idiot! It's simple!
Yeah, it would have been simple. I truly believe that this could have been a simple thing, a much simpler fix anyway, let's put it that way. And now we're going down the rabbit hole in a much different direction, and it all happens on Saturday, Friday midnight, rolling into Saturday. And that means that people are going to scramble and look for shelters and figure out what they're going to do if a lot of it affects government employees.
Every time you tell this story, I always think of my daughter when she gets belligerent. How she crosses her arms and stomps her feet, rolls her eyes and goes, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, exactly. That's the kind of government we have. I'm not gonna. We have the I'm not gonna government here in the United States of America. And it's too bad because we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I truly believe that. Growing up in Philly and being right there, walking by Independence Hall all the time when I was a kid and really breathing that kind of stuff in. I mean, seriously, I loved history, and I think it's because from the time I was young, I heard about the Liberty Bell, saw all this stuff, and it really affected me in a positive way. Like, wow, this is so cool, learning about the Constitution, and now I'm learning about people trampling on it in every single direction. And it's not hocus pocus. It's the truth. If you look at what's happening, you can see it without a doubt. You can see it. All right, speaking of not really paying attention, I have to hand it to Janet Napolitano. She screws up. When she screws up royally. And I guarantee you can always tell when you cover politics, when you've covered Washington at all, you can tell when somebody's been slapped down, and she got slapped down, because she says she regrets the surprise announcement of illegal immigrant release, right? And to me, that's kind of a double-edged sword for her. So we have the Homeland Security Secretary who said she didn't really know that her department was going to release the low-risk illegal immigrant detainees as a way to deal with the budget cuts to that department. And she claims she was surprised to learn about the release of the prisoners, which, of course, immediately drew reaction from lots of people in border towns and, naturally, Republicans. So the thing that she would cop to is the decision was poorly timed. And she says she wished that she wasn't caught by surprise by the announcement. So here's the double-edged sword. One, it's not good in the first place, and you can't tell me they know everyone they're releasing. They don't. I know that to be a fact from my own source on the Border Patrol, who's been there for 20 years, 25 years. And then the other thing is that here she's running this big department, and we go through the same thing again. Obviously, there's too many layers because she's not part of the discussion of what's going to happen with the budget and where we have to cut. Nobody has to answer to the lady in charge. What kind of organizational chart is that? It's crazy. Why wouldn't they tell her that? Well, here's what we're thinking of doing because this costs so much. Where are we going to cut? Let's have a meeting. There's five of us in the room. Here's where the bulk of our money goes. Here it is all laid out. And where are we taking the money? Where are we cutting the money? She would have to know that. It's her baby. It's her department. So I'm not buying that. Or if she really is telling the truth, and once again, we have somebody else in charge who has no clue as to what's happening overall with the position that she's been charged with, what's happening underneath her, all the people underneath. I mean, we hear this similar stuff from a lot of other cabinet members, where they, like Eric Holder, for example, Eric Holder, the attorney general, will go in a different direction with the Fast and Furious, not to open an old powder keg that's sitting on the shelf, but tell that to the family of Brian Terry. The guy who's in charge had no idea about Fast and Furious, whether or not it was instituted right before he came on board or whatever. How can you not tell the guy who's overseeing everything that there's this operation called Fast and Furious? I mean, then we don't have the right people in place who are informing the leaders of what's going on in some very important things that are happening when it comes to defense on the homeland side, to be sure. Coming up next, Mike Bonacorsi. Hang with us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Vietnam includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag. The one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
On the show, you guys love him, getting a lot of notes about Mike Bonacorsi, retirement readiness. This is his book, Creating Your Vision, Knowing Your Position, Preparing for Your Future. So vital. So many people are starting to finally wake up. And I'm going to give Mike credit for that, because I'm getting more notes about that than I've ever gotten on any of the shows that I've ever done. Mike, you're in the wings. Thanks, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It's good to be here.
The this is something that I've actually found out from a couple of neighbors of mine, and one, the woman that lives next door to me actually has a business, right, is a local business owner, has a couple of kids, getting ready to retire, but the kids aren't going to inherit the business because neither the son or the daughter wants it. How do you retire from a business you own? And she owns a pretty big, thriving business, but it's a contract business where she's going in and doing drywall and all this stuff, but it's really a big one and actually employs a lot of people.
Yeah, I tell you, this is a big event that's going on. You know, as the baby boomers move on, a lot of them own a lot of small to mid-sized businesses out there, and hey, they want to take part in retirement too. But I mean, let's face it, these people put a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money, an awful lot of sweat into building these businesses. And they struggle to leave them behind. You know, when you think about it, what are the options? Do you sell the business outright? Maybe you're able to sell it to your employees, which is one way. Perhaps use it as no family member, but you know, perhaps somewhere in the wings, the successor that's been lined up. But it's very, very difficult. There are a lot of considerations that these business owners have that the average person doesn't have.
Yeah, so actually, on the other side of this, we're talking about the scary side for the person who's getting retired, but just a quick footnote here. If you're listening to me and you're at a business where the person is a local business owner and they love you and you've been by their side for however long, maybe that's a conversation you ought to have for your future, right?
Exactly. What's going to happen when you leave?
Yes.
How secure is my job?
Yeah.
Know? Do we have a successor for the business? Will the business change? Will it relocate? Will it stay here? I mean, all of these are considerations, that not only does the business owner have, but the employees themselves have. It's a concern, and it could affect any number of people involved, whether it's, you know, business owners, even family members that aren't involved in the business, really have some involvement, because somewhere along the line, the money that's gleaned from the sale of the business, or perhaps if the business owner maintains, you know, keeps a hold of some stocks, some equity stakes in the business after he retires, all of these may affect generations of in his family that aren't even involved in the business.
Yeah. So you definitely got to keep an eye on that. So if you're the person who owns the business, we go back to the original thing that we were talking about, the business owner themselves. I have a business and now I'm retiring. What do I do? I'm trying to slip away. I'm trying to get out of this. I'm trying to retire. Who do I need to speak with?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different people. Business planning and business succession planning is stuff. It involves a lot of different advisors. You know, you're going to have attorneys out there to create the legal documents. You're going to have CPAs out there to watch the tax, make sure that that it's done in the most tax-efficient manner. You know, you're probably going to use a financial planner like myself to get involved to help you plan for the future and in your next step. You're going to have business valuation people out there. You want to make sure that business is priced correctly. One of the biggest issues that happens out there is businesses are not priced correctly, and they probably aren't sold for their actual value, or perhaps the business owner may be asking too much money and it never gets sold, and he kind of ends up holding on to it a bit longer than he thought. You may have to get somebody in, some type of investment banker or somebody out to come in and help you actually broker the deal, depending on the type of sale that you have. So it's really a whole team of people that get involved to make this business succession work.
Yeah. All right, so keep that in mind. That's great advice. And if you forget it, I'm writing something about it, and we'll put it up on AmericaTonight.net, some of the stuff that we've obviously been talking about here with Mike Bonacorsi. Mike, I got a couple of questions for you from people who wrote in. How cool is that?
Okay, Ben Russell. Excellent.
That's what I was saying, that at the top, people are really catching on to this. Ben Russell writes, "Hey, Kate, love the show. Wanted to ask Mikey B a question when he comes back on. I'm 35, and I got nada, zip. I have $500 in my bank account, but I finally am on my feet working in a really, really good job. How do I play catch up with my retirement account?"
Yeah, boy, good for him. I'm glad to hear that he's back on his feet, that things are going and you know, one of his first priorities is to get caught up. A couple of things. Number one is, if his employer offers a type of retirement plan, and there's any type of match, get involved with it. At least as much as you can afford, at least up to the amount of money that the employer matches. Whether it's a 401k plan or a simple IRA, get involved right there. Because if not, there's money available to you and you're leaving it on the table. So that would be the first place. If the employer does not offer a plan, and basically it's up to him to do his own retirement planning, open up an IRA. Stop putting money into an IRA. Remember, this year you can put up to $6,000 into an IRA. However, you don't have to put that much money in. You can put It's $200 into an IRA each year. You can put, you know, $1,000 into an IRA. You don't have to max the plan out, but at least get something going. And once you get that steady kind of the deposit going there, you'll be surprised how easy it is to keep it up. Once the money starts coming out, you get to a point where you really don't miss it. You learn to adjust your life around it, and it'll always get that money in there for you.
There you go. This one comes to us from Joe Lynch, and he listens to us on WVMT in Vermont. And he says, America Tonight, looking for Mike Bonacorsi and retirement readiness. I won a copy of his book. I think it's wonderful. It lays out some really good things that should be done that I realized I haven't done. Should you have a power of attorney when you're under 40 years old?
And you know something? There's absolutely no harm in it. And I'm going to tell you why. Things happen. Things happen. And something may happen. I've got a friend who is about 45 years old who had a stroke.
Mm.
And she was unable to, act on her own behalf. She had a power of attorney with her husband, and they had just done some estate planning, and he was able to sign checks on her behalf. He was able to, take care of her car registration on her behalf. So absolutely, there is absolutely no harm in doing that because things happen. You could break an arm and not be able to sign your name. You could have something a bit more serious and be out of commission for months on end. A car accident, a fall, anything could happen. And that power of attorney will make it life a lot easier. People just assume that the spouse automatically has control over the other spouse's accounts or things like that. It's not true. If they're joint accounts, yes, that's, they're both on there. They both have that ability. But anything that would just require the single signature or even something that might require both signatures, that power of attorney could be a big, big plus. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a great question. We got this one from Tori Sweet, who says, I have a question about taking inventory. That was something that I read about in Mike's book. When is the best time to take inventory? Is it really like around tax time, or does it really matter? Should I do it once, twice, or maybe three times a year?
You know, what I like to do is I would do it a couple of times a year and set it up at the same time each year. Typically, when I'm working with my clients, we start talking around the beginning of the year and then mid-year, only because it's kind of an easy cycle. People are thinking about it. New statements come up. You can kind of close out that tax year at the end of the year and take inventory, see where you are the following day on January 1st. But whatever days work best for you. Typically, the end of a quarter, the end of a month is the best time because that's when you get your statements. So you want to start on a statement date, and I would suggest every 6 months, sit down, take a look at what you have. Most statements, a lot of statements, 401ks, things like that, if you don't have online access, they're usually issued on a quarterly calendar statement. So that means a statement would come out in January, April, June, August, in the end of the year, December. September,
all right.
December, yeah.
Yeah, so another good question, a lot of good questions
out
there. If you have any questions for Mike, definitely send them to me, americatonight.net. Mike Bonacorsi, retirement readiness, creating your vision, knowing your position, and preparing for your future. It's terrific stuff. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, Kate, take care. Good to talk to you.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Japan, 2 million listeners and growing. Aren't we excited about that? And here in these United States, what are we talking about as we hit that final turn for this hour of ATM with me, Kate Delaney? What we're talking about, money, 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 of course, and the fact that the government just can't get out of the way of itself, so they make some pretty darn bad decisions and then act as though they've never heard of the sequester and what was going to happen to the various departments if the automatic spending cuts went through. If you want to still throw in your two, oh, pick up the phone, please. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. In the meantime, I wanted to mix up a couple of odds and ends, just a little mixology here on the show, including this big story that kind of gets lost in the sauce, but it's something that's been talked about. We've talked about it for the last 2.5 years at least. Bradley Manning's saga, you know, the Army private who was arrested in the biggest leak of classified material in our history. Pleads guilty Thursday to, what, 10 charges that could send him to prison for about 20 years. saying he was trying to expose the American military's bloodlust and disregard for human life in Iraq and Afghanistan. To some, he's a hero. To Julian Assange, he was definitely a hero because he just exploded even more the power of WikiLeaks until Assange got in trouble himself, although now he's running for office or wants to run for office in Australia. Go figure. I think this kid didn't realize what he was getting into and had other things going on. But regardless, military prosecutors say they're going to be forward with a court-martial on the 12 remaining charges against him, including aiding the enemy. That is a life sentence. What he's saying is he became depressed the situation that he was in or that the country was in, mired in year after year in attempting counterinsurgency ops. We became obsessed with capturing and killing human targets on the list, is what Manning is saying. He said, I wanted the public to know that not everyone living in Iraq was targets that had to be neutralized. It's the first time, which is why this is big, that Manning directly admitted leaking the stuff to anti-secrecy King Assange and WikiLeaks and detailed the frustrations that led him to do it. He went to, an interesting part of this is, he went to the Washington Post first, and the person, the woman at the, on the phone, didn't believe him. Then he went to the New York Times. All he got was answering machines, he said. Then he went to, or voicemails, probably what he meant. Then he went to one other source, one other place where he thought they would take him seriously. It was the New York Times. He went to the Times, the Post, and then he went to another newspaper.
Bueller.
Exactly. And nothing happened. So he goes to WikiLeaks, and of course they lap it up like a dog who hasn't had anything to drink for 3 days. Whoa, are you kidding? Give us the document. Dump. Bradley, we love you. We want it. So he also admitted sending hundreds of thousands of Iraq and Afghanistan battlefield reports, State Department diplomatic cables, other classified records, and two battlefield video clips to WikiLeaks in 2009 and 2010. Very strange. It took him an hour. He read through a 35-page statement and spoke pretty quickly. Didn't show much emotion when he described how troubled he was and what he had seen. Because in the end, see, this is what he doesn't understand. He gets his 15 minutes. People either want to hang him as a traitor or see him get a life sentence, or they think that, well, he's an idiot for leaking the stuff to WikiLeaks and then being exposed, or he's just flat out just a hero for doing it. There are a lot of people that think, yeah, these things should have been out there in the public, and what are we doing overstepping our role in the military, and why is that, and whatnot, and Manning doing this was brilliant. But
let's look at his future, Kate.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, pretty much Charles in Charge is absolutely right. He could sit in prison for the rest of his life, and I think he will. I think they're going to get him for that, and that's it. So Manning takes the fall for Assange getting the benefits of the big document dump. And like I said, he's been embraced by some people as a whistleblowing hero whose actions exposed war crimes and helped trigger the Middle Eastern pro-democracy uprisings, the Arab Springs, when that came about in 2010. And others say, you know, he's a traitor and he aided the enemy and who knows, whatever else. I say, listen, as much as there are things about the State Department that are wrong and sick and stupidity abounds in some of the hallways, you can't do that in anger, I think. In anger over your own problems and the frustrations you're seeing with collateral damage or whatever, to take all those documents and leak them he had to know he was putting himself in a situation where he was going away, period. And I don't think he did. I don't think he really thought that.
You can't run hide behind the whistleblower clause when you work for the government.
No. Good point. You cannot do that. Not as a soldier, too. You can't do that. That's the whole idea of being a soldier. Ask anyone who served, even if they had frustrations, they didn't like their superiors, there was crap they had to do they didn't want to do. But that's the beauty of the uniformity of the military. How can you be in a war zone if you don't have that, if you don't have certain rules? So there are certain rules, and he snapped about 10 of them in half. And WikiLeaks, too, by the way, has been very careful never to confirm or deny whether Manning was the source of the documents that they posted on the web. Never. In fact, Assange told a British television crew that Manning is America's foremost political prisoner, and all those involved in the persecution of Bradley Manning will find cause to reflect on their actions. Assange, by the way, is under investigation by our country and has been holed up in an Ecuadorian embassy in London for about a year to avoid extradition to Sweden on sex crime allegations. And my point of view is just strictly this. Listen, he threw out all the documents he had. He was entrusted into that position, whatever. Didn't agree with some of the policies that he was seeing and didn't realize the price he was going to pay for it. And that's why he's in a hole right now, and he could be there for the rest of his life because he didn't really think it through, I think.
Is he hanging out with Roman Polanski?
Yeah, I guess there are worse things to do, right, in life. All right, we talk so much about guns here on the show. We talked about Second Amendment for a long time. I think ever since I hit the airwaves, I went through a little declaration of here's what I am, here's what I'm not, and here's what I hope will never kind of translate into movement into a different direction. I believe in the Second Amendment, whether I choose to pack or not pack or have guns, do sports shooting, do whatever, target shooting. The bottom line is I think the Second Amendment is there for a reason, and people should have the right to defend themselves. Well, how about this? Tennessee people who hold permits that allow them to carry handguns will be able to take their weapons to work as long as they leave them in their locked cars. That's the result of a law that was passed on Thursday by the State House. Woohoo! All right, so
you've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.